Come on then. Just for a little bit. Just for a little bit.
I know, you got a ball, you found it, because you're such a clever member. You're such a clever. Ah, you're such a clever. Did you find a bubble? Did you find a bubble?
Welcome to the pod. It's a beautiful mess. Shane and Louise, no need to impress. Stories, rants, and a laugh or two. And don't forget Tessie, the dog's here too. It's serious, it's silly, it's off the wall. Sort of a show, not a show at all. Sort of a in a podcast crown.
Hello and welcome to Sort of a Pound with me, Shane.
And me, Louise.
And Tessie is here.
And she's here.
Come on, Tessie, come say hello.
Hi. Can I see Mama?
Ready? Oh, shit. Oh.
Oh, phone on the floor. Phone on the floor.
Oh.
Where's Tessie? Oh, we maybe briefly saw her.
We may have, like, saw her head.
You coming up for a cuddle? Oh, you want to cuddle on the floor? Okay. Well, now I said she's going to have a cuddle. She better have a cuddle. All right. So I'm now completely off camera, probably off microphone, tickling the dog. Sorry, because when I say cuddle bottle, she just rolls onto the floor.
The alternate camera angle for the podcast.
Right, oh my God, right. This is the best fact in the entire world, right? So we haven't even started the podcast. I don't know what we're talking about. So this is going to be like completely left field, right? This is the best life hack, the best tip in the world ever. But mainly for girls, but it doesn't matter. Oh. The best life hack ever.
Okay.
Ever.
Okay.
Right. If you are wearing white.
Yes.
What colour underwear do you put on under white so that you don't see the underwear?
I'm going to guess white.
White or
a light
nude
colour. Yeah.
No. The best colour under white is red.
Why?
I don't know. But genuinely, anything white, get something red, put it underneath, you cannot see it. It's got to be something to do with light refraction, something like that. But genuinely,
oh,
white.
That's interesting.
It is, isn't it?
Because I remember looking for some, you know, like the thin jumpers, like long sleeve jumpers.
Yeah.
And I sometimes wear quite thin ones.
Yeah.
I looked at getting a white one because I did have a white one and I accidentally shrunk it in the wash.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So when I was looking, I was getting some and I was like, oh, you can see the t-shirt underneath and looks shit. Maybe I should have been wearing red.
I know. And nobody knows this. So if you've got like a little white summer dress and you put a red bikini underneath it, you won't be able to see it. If you are wearing white trousers and you can sometimes, and they're not that thick, red.
So is that why you're wearing red underwear today?
I've got red underwear. No, I've got nude underwear. So yeah, it's just completely not take my own advice, but honestly.
Well, that's a good, I saw a really weird, I don't even know if think it was a life hack and I didn't understand it. So you know sometimes when you're endlessly scrolling through Instagram.
Like honestly, Instagram's doing my fucking fruit at the minute because there's all these like life hacks where you make them watch the video to try and work out what it is.
But then it's nothing.
And it's like my grandmother taught me this or something.
Yes.
And it's just nothing.
Do you know the one?
Just, and you think it's going to be a tip and then nothing happens.
I wonder if you saw the same one as me.
There's hundreds of them.
I saw was where they wet a whole toilet roll like in the toilet thing.
Yeah.
They pulled it out and they pulled the cardboard bit out, then they put it in a bowl and then they start like mashing it up, and then they like start adding like herbs and stuff.
Yeah, I saw that one.
And then they wrapped it in like little balls, put it into
tin foil and put it in the cistern in the loo.
No, and then they just shoved it under the sofa and I was like, I don't understand. I was like,
maybe
I don't understand.
Maybe it's like, I don't know, moth repellent or something.
But
I don't
even say
I know,
that.
I know, I know. There's
I was like,
loads
and it made
them
me watch it till the end.
I think it's the new equivalent of clickbait where they're wanting people to watch your videos or something and then you just go, well, this is just annoying. There's so many. Hiya, Tess. Hiya, Tess. Do you want us all to play with you? Hi, baby girl. Hi, baby.
So it has been an eternity since we've actually been like in person.
It has been because we've been, last time we recorded, does she smell of anal gland again?
I can't smell it.
I've got a bit of a.
What a whiff.
I thought I got a, but it could be these trousers.
Has she fished on you?
No, I think she's all right. She's usually really good. It was just earlier we got this word. So yeah, so the last time we did it, we've recorded so many episodes in one go.
Yeah.
And then I've been away, we've had...
We've had a busy, busy month.
Yeah, then it's been lots of stuff happening at work. There's been
it's
a,
just been a
yeah.
Big, May's always a big where, month.
Yeah, exactly. Where and we had a party, didn't we? We had.
Yeah,
we went to a 34th party.
Yeah,
which I just think is the best genius idea. Why wait till you're 40 or 50 or 30 or 21?
The next one's her 37th.
Yeah, so she had a 34th birthday party. So I've had been going here back and forth to the other house. Then because I've been so busy doing hundreds of things and had all my students finishing. I'd got a lot on at my weekends anyway. Then I've not really kind of fancied doing the podcast.
No, and it's just been like May. I was on holiday for a week.
Yeah.
You were away for a week or so.
So it's just like we've not really had a chance, but we'd got enough in the can. That's
in the can, yeah.
Enough in the can that we didn't actually have to sit down to record any. And then I was meant to do it last week and then just couldn't. So we didn't. So then that's why we had the AI episode, wasn't it?
We did have a special AI episode with our wonderful Patreon content. Well, actually, some of the content that made that episode hasn't even made their Patreon. It was like...
I'm so going to have to watch it. I've still not watched it.
Didn't make it.
I've still not watched it.
It was very heavily bleeped.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have to watch
Back
it.
Back to the university days.
I would say to anybody listening to this podcast, always watch it, because then you can see when, you know, Tessie's doing something cool or...
When you're pulling facial expressions.
Yeah. It's better than listening to it anyway, isn't it? It's better to watch it.
I prefer watching it. It just,
I do
it's
too.
It's like a whole other level of entertainment.
As entertaining as this podcast is.
So the last time we were here, we were discussing, it was before my wrestling match.
Yes.
And then I had said wrestling
you
match.
You did.
That you fucked off halfway and didn't
I didn't.
Watch the...
I was there for hours, Shay.
It was
and
the
I'd
longest
left the dog and I was going
day.
To my friend's house and you were on last. And I'd already been there like several hours. I'd already driven an hour and a half away from home to come and see you. And then I was staying at a friend's house and still didn't get to her house until 10 o'clock at night. So... I am sorry, though, because even if it had been like another half an hour, but then everybody's going, no, it's another hour and a half.
Yeah, so I got told the day of, like 4 o'clock or so, that I was main event in the show, which was a great... If you'd have seen my face, like I had to actually hold back like the emotions.
Did you?
Yeah, I got really emotional because I was like, oh my God, what an honour that they've actually asked me.
But you were really good, Shane. You need to run it as part of this podcast.
I think, if we like move the screen over a bit and we'll like put it in like the side bit.
Yeah.
You know, like sometimes where we have like little clips playing to demonstrate what we're talking about. Like the Star Wars one. You probably haven't seen that episode yet.
No.
But yes.
Star Trek Wars.
The Star Trek Wars one where they changed the edit. but yeah, that day. Oh, so I got there at 12.
Why you needed to get there at 12?
Well, because we had to help set up everything. So we set up, like, the ring, the stage and
thing. Oh, was the ring not usually there?
No.
Oh.
It's like an empty room because beforehand there was, like, other people in there doing their study group or whatever it was. So
Jumble sale.
So we had to set everything up.
Oh, okay.
And then we had a two-hour seminar where it was basically, like, a training session where... We just like did bump drills and stuff. And then we all ran through our matches. Like we did a rehearsal. And then I was like sat upstairs from about like 4:30.
What time did we get there?
You got there, about 6:30-ish. We did do...
What did you do? Just talk to the people all that time?
You're running through things. We did do a run through of the entrances and... I've not told you this yet, but when I did the run through of the entrance, I didn't actually go through the ropes how I did. I originally like jumped over the ropes and I fell and I was like hanging there like, by my hands. And then afterwards, Corey was like, yeah, let's just cut that. Because I think he wanted everything so perfect for everyone. Anything that was like a risk, let's just not do.
Yes, okay.
Because we wanted it to be the best. And I was like waiting there. And I could see all of you lot coming in. Did you see me through the little window gap?
Dan said she kept seeing you. And she said she was there quite a... She was
one of the first ones
there. She was
there,
and then we arrived, didn't we? And then,
then you like will start like yeah, and then you'll start coming in.
Yeah.
And then the show started going on. And just before, in the mid match, one of the guys, Alpha, came running up to me. He's like, Shane. I was like, what? He was like, get the rest of your gear on. You're doing photos. And I was like, what? So literally, I had the lower half on, but I just put the top half on. Right. Snuck across.
Did you not know you were doing photos?
No, not till like the little girls' match.
Because that was almost the problem. So they'd done all the matches, then there was the interval, then there was the photos, and then they actually said it's going to be about another hour and a half until you're on. So that's like, oh, I can't do it.
But it was so, I think that helped me.
That's
because
good.
I went out. And, like, that nerves bit had gone because I'd already seen everyone.
Right, okay.
I'd already been out once. Like, even though when I went just before my match and I stood behind the curtain, everyone was, like, so fucking good behind there. Like, they give you pep talks and,
really?
Like, Corey was amazing, Protest was amazing, everyone was like, you've
who,
got
which
this.
One's Corey? Is he the one who did the intro?
No, you wouldn't have seen Corey. Right, he came out right at the end.
Right, okay.
When we did a group thing where everyone out and everyone got like applauded. He gave me like proper hype and like Protest. You probably saw Protest. He wore like the fuzzy pink glasses when he came out. I think he was in the first half.
Yeah, I think so.
Everyone was so good. And they're like, you've got this. And when I was behind the curtain, the only time I've been like that nervous was at my wedding.
At the wedding.
Behind the curtain. Yeah. My heart was going, but literally the second I stepped through, everything went.
It's a Shane event.
It was like, but it was like I was in like this weird bubble and I can't explain it. You get into this weird mindset where like...
You're in the zone.
I was in the zone and like I knew like Mum was there and I gave Mum a hug, but it wasn't like processing that, oh, I just hugged Mum. It wasn't registering at the time because you're like trying to like remember everything and make sure you don't like fuck over and all this stuff. Because I did slip on the top step. Because you come in for the photos, didn't you?
Yeah.
And them steps into the ring.
And I'd like, watch that because I was just by the steps, by the red carpet.
The red carpet.
Which should have been red. Somebody needs to get their Dyson around that.
Yeah. I didn't pay too much attention to it, but I just remember it. Yeah, I do remember it.
And I was there and everybody who was going up was having problems with those steps.
It was really wobbly, wasn't it? Like, I don't know whether the floor or the steps were uneven. And I did slip on the tops. You barely notice it. Like, I grabbed onto the ropes quickly. And then I was like, all right, the match is, like, now started. And then I remember thinking, what's first? And then I started circling around thinking, oh, this is what we're going for first. I was like, no, I need to start getting the crowd going. And I forgot that bit. And you see like this 5-second hesitation. And then we did my first move where I did the sunset flip. And then when I did that, I knew we had everyone.
Okay, that's cool.
And it was just so funny because I could hear people like shout and stuff. Like I could hear Jane and I could hear Mary. Times where I was on the floor and I heard Mary say, come on, Shane, get up. And I'm thinking in my head, yeah, I can get up, but it's not ready. It's not,
yet.
I'm not supposed to yet.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant.
But it was probably the most
but
fun
it was,
I think
it
I've
was,
ever had.
It was so funny because it's a slightly strange environment, isn't it? But they were all so enthusiastic. This was Danielle's, like, Danielle was so funny about it and she, he was just making me laugh the whole time. Because there was a bag check when you went
there
in.
There was, yeah.
But it wasn't a bag check
for like knives and weapons
and drugs, anything like that. It was a bag check to make sure that you haven't brought your own food and drinking. So you could have had a knife in there. They wouldn't have been confiscated, but they were confiscated a packet of biscuits. So
yeah.
But yeah, it was funny.
Because I think
funny.
Jane had to go out and take some food to the bins or something.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that was funny. But most of the people there were for each of the wrestlers, weren't they? So everybody had brought a lot of people with them.
Yeah.
And then there was this whole bank, which I think had people had been there before.
Yeah.
Who were there just to support the wrestling, not a wrestler particularly.
Like the opposite side of you,
yes.
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Because there were some of the regulars there.
Yeah, and who were obviously seen it before, so knew what was coming and stuff, didn't they? But yeah.
But it's funny, you did get... Like the first one, you think, oh my word, what is this?
I
but
remember.
Then you do get into it. It's funny. I was really enjoying it. And
And then I didn't want to leave before your bit, but I then had to because I wouldn't have been home until midnight.
So because I was upstairs, like in the locker room area, I remember the first match went on and Taco, I don't know if you saw Taco's match. I think it was second half. The crowd wasn't like, they sounded very unsure. They didn't really know what to, for me, us listening to the first match, it was right, like, okay. No one really knew what was going on. And then Taco was like, it's because it's a lot of non-wrestling people here that they haven't quite understood what's going on. Because like Andy said, he didn't know who the good guys were and the bad guys were. They didn't know who to cheer, who to boo.
No idea. Like literally no idea.
And so that's why it sounded very confusing.
Okay.
And I think the first match went over time a fair bit.
Yeah, I think so.
Because we were all allocated like 6 to 8 minutes for our match. Okay. And my one ended up doing, I think we were 8:20 in the end,
right, okay.
Which I was quite happy with.
Okay.
But I noticed the crowd got into it in the girls' match, the little girls.
Yes.
Like that. I was backstage just if because we were getting ready for the photos, watching on like the little monitor. They have like a little monitor where Pete, the guy with the sound, can see when to play the music and stuff. And I was stood behind Corey because he obviously put everything together. And when them little girls were hitting their moves and they, because that was
they
the
were
first,
so good.
That was the first
they?
Time they got everything like right.
Really?
And that was like,
I'm not sure anybody noticed if they hadn't though, to be honest. She's eating that bowl and she is going to be pooping blue plastic tomorrow. Yeah.
But yeah, the little girl, I was so proud of them kids because they did everything right. And when that little girl come in, she like clotheslined the pink tiara girl and then she jumped on her. Everyone backstage was like clapping.
Oh, that's amazing.
That was good.
Yeah. So, no, yeah. It was a really good fun night.
I really
so
enjoyed it.
So funny though. So funny that they're confiscating biscuits.
Yeah.
No, please come in with your knife and your big bag of cocaine. But no, leave your hobnobs at the door.
But the strange thing for me that I found after I finished the match, Dale raised my hand, the referee raised the hand and did all three sides. And then he was like, go out. And then I went back around the ring just to like, I wanted to like re-say hello to everyone now it was over. And when I got to the other side, like with the fans,
yep.
A kid wanted a hug. And I was like, oh God. And then I was like, oh, hang on a minute. I'm playing a good guy. I'm going to have to because I've just beaten up one of his like villains. So then I was like, he wanted a hug and I was like, oh. And then after the show had finished, I was walking across the balcony bit. I don't know if I've told you this, but this kid shouted out going, I love you, Shane.
You did tell me that. It's like, very funny.
I was like, oh.
It was funny because we'd all got T-shirts on, hadn't we, saying the Shane event. I'd proper styled mine as well.
Did you?
Yeah. I'd put like a bobble at the back of it and like tucked it under and stuff. And I'd rolled my sleeves up. I'd proper styled it.
Oh, that's good. I didn't know. Like, I can't even tell you who I had pictures with. Like,
But then when I was going, because I had to get cash because I didn't realise it was just going to be...
Oh, yeah, I probably should have told everyone that.
Cash only,
yeah.
So I had to go and get some cash. And I was like... And the cash was out of the building, where the cash pump was out of the building. And I was just like, I was just quickly doing it. So whilst I wanted a tenner, I managed to like... And it was just one of these touchscreen ones. So I managed to touch. And then you couldn't go back. And I got 120 quid out.
You wanted a tenner?
I wanted a tenner and I got 120 quid. So I was just doing it very, very quickly. It was fine because I needed to give Dale some money anyway, so it was fine. So then went back in and people were stopping me going, oh, we've just seen Shane.
I saw my granddad in the toilets. So funny story. I've not told anyone this story actually yet. So we couldn't go out whilst everyone was coming in.
Yeah.
And the toilets, you had to go down them big stairs as you're coming in and then use the same ones as guys. I was fucking busting for a wee. Like between like 6 and 7 o'clock, I was busting for a wee. And I was like, oh my God, need to go. And then when the show started, I was like, fuck, go down. So I went down the thing, jumped over the the barrier thing, ran into the toilets. And then I think I must have went back down there maybe like an hour later. Because I was like trying to drink water, make sure I was hydrated. And then.
And you're breaking the seal anyway.
Yeah. And I opened the door and I see this old man. I'm like, oh, that's my granddad. And then, like, I was having a chat to him in there briefly because I wasn't allowed to go out and, see you guys. Yeah. So that was quite nice. He was like, oh, you playing the good guy? I was like, I'm playing the good guy. And he went back and told everyone that I was playing the good guy. So that was, nice. Yeah. But, yeah, overall, it was a good experience. Good. And I'm glad I did it.
Good. And you're going to do it again, aren't you?
And I've signed up for, the next project that they're doing, which will be in... Which will be in September, and then the show will be November. Right, but they've asked a few of us.
Come here.
They've asked a few of us to. Watch out!
Oh! Dog doing podcast. Oh my baby boo! Oh my baby Bella boo boo! Oh yeah, let's get all the.
Now let's untangle.
Let's untangle.
There we go.
Oh my. There baby we go. Bella, boo-boo girl. Hi, gorgeous girl.
So yeah, they've asked a few of us to come back for their big show. In 3 weeks' time, to be in various matches.
That's good.
Which I thought was really good.
Doing the same thing again? The same?
Not like the same, routine. Oh, okay. I saw, I'm in a six-man tag match.
Right, okay.
So it'll be 3 versus 3. Ooh. You'll have your spot, so we need to learn some new spots. And cool. It's like their biggest show of the year.
Where is it? Same place?
Same place. I went to their first night last night.
Did you?
It was it was good.
Okay. Just in the audience?
Oh, just in the audience. Right, okay. I was supposed to have played the...
Did you go with Andy or just go by yourself?
No, I went with, the other trainees.
Oh, okay.
So that was quite nice. We all sat at the front together. And a fair few of us are in the show next, in 3 weeks' time.
Right, okay.
Night two of this whole big show they're doing. It's like their WrestleMania, which is the big, big one.
Right.
So, yeah, they people were putting it on the line. I'll show you. The first match was brutal.
Was it?
It was what you call an I quit match, where you had to get your opponent to say the words I quit. However, whatever means. And
do they actually hurt it? I know a lot of it is choreographed, but does some of it actually hurt?
Yeah. The stuff I was doing, probably not as much as what the guys were doing last night. It was with weapons and stuff.
What?
Yeah. And one of the guys got busted open and you saw the blood pouring down. Actual blood, yeah. And he sent a picture last night in our group chat. He had to go to A&E and bandage it up.
What?
And, where's the pictures? And then he's got to have glue put into his hair.
And how did that happen?
A trash can, I'd say a trash can, a bin, an aluminium bin, on the head.
Oh, my God.
And I remember seeing the blood pour, and I was like, shit. It was, brutal, brutal.
Brutal.
But that is their big show, they want to put it online. For people's entertainment, they're doing all this for, just to entertain people.
I was going to say, because... I don't want to be sniffy about it, but some of the staging and some of the screens they could do with getting better.
It needs
stuff.
To be revamped.
It does. And even the sign looked like somebody just
made out of paper mache.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if you go to say the Milton Keynes on Apex, they have trussing and over.
Yeah.
Because the light, I think the lighting position in there is awful. Where you were sat.
Okay.
It was there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
In your eye. Things like that need to.
Yeah. But yeah, but if you're only charging a tenner, then it's great because it means a lot of the locals will go and it's not just people supporting the wrestlers. So I do get that it maybe should only be a tenner, but if they're only charging a tenner, then they're not going to be able to invest in more hoardings or whatever the word is.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
And plus they're obviously paying the wrestlers and all that stuff, so... They can't. There's not a lot in the budget to improve things.
No, and I guess where it is that I don't think they could charge more than a tenner. I don't think.
No, the tickets I bought last night were 15 because they were where you were here.
Yeah.
And then it went round.
Yeah.
It was here, so it's the best seats because you haven't got lights in your eyes and all that stuff.
But even if everybody was 50, you're still not going to have a lot of. By the time you've done the hire and the insurance and everything, there's not a lot.
Profit margins aren't good.
No.
And I remember when I first started training with the Northampton one, the guy there basically said, I'm going to be honest with you, that we're probably making a loss.
Wow.
Because they want to try putting the show for people and get more people in. And it's
Yeah.
But yeah, they were putting it all on the line. There was good, some good stories. I like a good story. I like storytelling.
Yeah, no, you are right. I think it was when the girls did it that I really got into it.
Yeah.
I sort of didn't understand some of it. Like we were saying earlier, they did that tag team thing and they got that like little guy who's like this impish character thing, wasn't it?
Oh, the ring gremlin, yeah.
And it's just like, what is this? But then you sort of get into it anyway. So then you think it makes more sense once you've seen another couple of them, doesn't it? So
yeah.
I think so, but yeah.
So until next time, pound away.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, sort of a pound. Let's shout it loud. We're not a cult, but we've got